once again here in Springfield, Missouri at the Hereford Association's Hereford Genetics Summit on the campus of Missouri State University. And we just got done talking with Key Jim, who is the CEO and Managing Director for Feedlot Health Management Services. And he talked about some of the economic drivers here in the beef industry. First of all, kind of highlight what you do and in your personal operation.
I'm the managing director of a large feedlot consulting company called Feedlot Health Management Services that employs 25 professional consultants that work across North America and Mexico, South Africa, China, and Russia, providing consulting services to beef feedlots. In addition to that, my company, GK Jim Farms, is a major player on the cattle feeding operations in Canada and the U.S.
Well, you kind of talked to us about, or you started talking about to us about some of the issues and trends that we're seeing in the beef industry, but you specifically talked about the future and when we're talking about feeding cattle, what we need to be doing to stay on those trends and stay current with those issues. Would you like to kind of highlight those?
Yes, today I talked a little bit about the prospects of you know, going forward for the cow-calf industry. I think the future is very bright from a profitability viewpoint. I believe that the prices for feeder cattle will be very strong for many years to come, and that as we build the cow herd in North America, the profitability will likely continue because of the global demand for beef. So all looks very good on the cow-calf side. As I mentioned, though, on the feedlot side, as we have excess feedlot capacity and excess packing capacity, we're going to compete very vigorously for those cattle, and our profitability picture is going to be pretty tight going forward.
Well, you talked about some of the specific traits and characteristics the beef industry is moving towards. How do we stay up to those trends and be profitable?
Profitability for the enterprise will just be determined at the feedlot level. It will mean that we'll have to embrace technology and innovation and constantly figure out ways of doing more with less. From a labor perspective, from an input perspective, and we're going to have to be, you know, highly focused on being able to have a very low cost to gain on the cattle. On the cow-calf side and seed stock side, operations, need to focus on improving the cattle, improving the price they get for their feeder animals, and doing all the management things right along the way to make sure that they have a high percentage calf crop weaned, and that they're doing, and at the same time embracing all of the technology and innovation that comes along.
Well, in the Hereford industry, we've done efficiency well, but we're still discounted when it comes to the marketplace because of a white face. How do we get past that market discrimination?
Well, what we have to do is improve the cattle so that Herefords are recognized for feed efficiency, and so that when the feedlot operators bid on the cattle, they're bidding in better feed efficiency and therefore improving the price of the cattle. Or alternatively, we can work harder on developing brands that drive value, like the certified Hereford beef and so on, that take the red white face characteristic and don't discount it.
You said that you were extremely bullish when it comes to the future of the cow-calf industry and the future of the Hereford breed. What's your take-home message for those in attendance today?
My message is that we're going to have an unprecedented era of profitability at the seed stock and cow-calf level, and they need to take advantage of it, grow their operations, and do everything they can to keep their cost of productions in line and make sure that they capitalize on the huge run on profitability that we're going to have because they need it to make up for the previous 20 years.
Well, thank you. Once again, talking economics in the Hereford breed here at the Hereford Genetics Summit in Springfield, I'm Jamie Johansson.